everything there. They're very intelligent little things, I think.
Give him bananas and he'd eat his little belly, look like he's just gonna pop. He'd get so full he'd
Did you ever see one of them sit up and eat? He'll take a blade of grass and just snap off and hold it in his hand and just poke it in his mouth as fast as he can.
How did you catch him?
Oh, we had lots of them up there and drowned in the mouth.
Look how there's a bug going down.
We killed 15, 20 up there one day with the dog. We ditched it. Buffalo holes into it, you know, and let them run in there, and this dog would just stand there and watch them, that collie dog, and when he'd stick his head up, she'd just get him with the head and kill him. And I said, little one come out something and hit him, I guess, a hawk in his one-eyed, and we wouldn't let the dog kill it, and the kid wanted it for a pet, and they raised it, and they had more fun. What did they call him?
Frisky, I guess.
Yeah, Frisky.
Well, you could call him.
Took him away from the house then, and he went up here to the old vine then, dug him a hole under the vine then. And he went up there, they couldn't holler, Frisky, you know, and he'd just come in chattering way down in the hole. And he'd come up and they'd feed him and they'd play with him, turn him loose, and he'd go back in his hole. He let a stranger be along though, and he wouldn't come out if he would say.
Huh. Well, he'd always hide if you went away and come in. He always would hide from the family. And then in a little bit he'd squeak and we'd speak to him and then he'd come out. But he wouldn't find out if it was the family that had come home. And he wasn't going to come out if it was a stranger around.
He used to feed him onions. And he just eat the onion and the tears just run out of his eyes. He didn't know what was the matter.
Well, he'd get awfully mad at them about giving him onion after he got used to it. He'd really get them told.
They just... Oh, he had him, but he gave him onion and the tears just run out of his eyes.
It's strange that somebody doesn't sell those as pets.
Well, lots of people have them for pets in the early days, but... They are nuisance around the house. They chew up the corners of the...
I had about a dozen put out here in this yard. You wouldn't have to mow it if you had them. They keep the grass down.
Yeah, they just dig it up. Yeah. You know, wherever they have
it off from the bottom.
Have a burrow, they just keep all the grass away from that. They just get all the roots and everything out.
Did you have oyster suppers here? Did the church have oyster suppers? Or
used to a long time ago, but... Goodness gracious, they've got so high that even millionaires can't eat them, I don't think, anymore.
Right.
So we don't
have
them anymore.
We got any high salmon.
Yeah, that's about right. We used to like those on New Year's Eve. That was a great celebration.
But we don't ever have any. We don't have much church suppers anymore. I don't know why. People just...
No all-day dinners anymore like you used to have when I was a kid, you know, at the churches and places.
Yeah, people got to get back to television stuff.
I watch television and radio and listen to this.
I don't know.
There are some good music stations in Tulsa, two of them. Oh, I enjoy those.
We don't get Tulsa very well. We got that WNAD from Norman, and it has good music on it.
I can't get that, I guess.
No, I don't guess you can. Well, we have a station here in Chickasha that interferes with it. We don't get it so good anymore since we can't.
This nervous stuff I can't stand. I get in the car and turn on the radio and we just go back and forth and back and forth. Do you have those around the pond, those great big old animals?
Frogs?
Yeah. The big fellas?
Bullfrogs?
Uh-huh.
We even had several out here in our
water
tank.
Our tank is weighed 5 pounds, but I don't know what we're doing. That's another horse tank. He could jump out of that, it's 30 inches high, and he'd get out and hop around out there and hop back up in it.
We never did know how he...
Did you ever eat any of those lakes?
Oh, they're delicious.
Oh, shit, fine. They're sure awful to clean.